T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP. Our Twitter poll question of the day, and it's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Watch and wager on all pro and college basketball, hockey, baseball, and more at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, where you must be 21 to play. All right, today's question, if the Eagles, as John and I are talking about, if the Eagles offer him a contract extension, him being Carson Wentz this offseason, should Carson sign it now? Or wait and bet on himself. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. A, sign it now. Lock it up while you can. Get into that $100 million range and just know you're secure forever. Or B, bet on himself and obviously play it out another year. Try to play better. Try to stay healthy and know that if you do, the number will obviously go up, but you do take a risk in that process. All right, let's welcome in the studio, of course, from the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast and the boss. Or so they say here at WIP.
You're always so disrespectful. So consistently disrespectful.
Well, at least I'm consistent. Sure. Unlike the 76ers, by the way, Mr. Spike Eskin. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you, Joe and John? You guys doing well?
Yeah. You enjoyed that Sixers game last night, Spike? That was a debacle.
It was fine, you know. I'd like to have the 2.5 hours back, but I wasn't crying about it like you guys were. Heard John Johnson this morning. Everybody's crying about it. Bunch of babies.
But it's a joke of a loss.
It doesn't matter. I hate to be this guy, and I'm not usually this guy. People pay for it. I spent 2.5 hours of my life on it. They're locked into the third seed. They play 82 games a year. The games do not matter at this point. Like they win it, they lose it. It really doesn't matter. It just doesn't. It matters in what respect. This is happening to every good team in the NBA right
they
now.
They win the last two. They're two out from Toronto with a shot to get the 2 seed home court in the second round.
Look at the rest of Toronto's schedule. They're not getting to the 2 seed. It's just, they're not getting to the 2 seed. It's not happening.
Well, to me, it's also a cumulative effect. Last night, and John and I have talked about this, part of what fires me up about last night, it's not just the standalone and it's not just the last two games. It's the accumulation of all these horrendous losses. It's losing to Phoenix at home. It's losing to the Cavs at home.
The Bucks have lost to Phoenix twice, man. Like, it's just, this is...
And the Sixers could be better than them.
The point is, and the Warriors, I'm sorry, John, one second. The Warriors just lost to the Mavericks by 25 points. Like, this
They're
happens.
They're allowed to be bored. They've been in the finals 4 straight
it
years.
It happens. Are the Bucks allowed to be bored? Because they've lost to the Suns twice this year,
Sixers
and they have the best record in the NBA.
The Sixers should be better than the Bucks.
Is this the state of the NBA, though? Is this like, what we should expect at this time of year, that teams will take games off?
It happens to every team,
so
literally
we just
every
sort
team.
Of accept it?
Yes.
And it's not a reflection of Brett Brown?
Get a grip. So, both of you should get a grip.
I'm out for the rest of the show. You and Seltzer can finish it. I'm taking the next 2 hours and 38 minutes off. I'm out of here. Bye-bye, everybody.
All right, you're a lot more replaceable than Embiid. It's not my point here. We have so many guys here named Joe or John who just need to slide one in. Nobody's going to even know the difference.
So you don't worry that this switch that they've obviously flipped off, it will be difficult to flip back on?
Did it look difficult when they played Boston?
It did not.
Did it look difficult when they played Milwaukee?
And I felt
Did it look difficult when they beat the Warriors, when they beat the Rockets, when they beat the Spurs? Did it look difficult? Did it look difficult when they beat the Nuggets? Like, all these things just didn't happen because they lost a March game to Atlanta and a March game to Orlando that just don't matter. Like, if it was so easy, everybody's like, just the coach has got to get him ready to play. Like, that is some sort of, like, just magic thing that coaches can walk into a locker room and go, all right, guys, big one tonight. And you just walk out there and all the players are like, okay, we'll do it. These are grown men. And this is, as much as we like to talk about this team being young, it's not a young team. There are two young guys on this team that play meaningful minutes. That's it. And one of them wasn't even playing last night. J.J. Redick's been in the league a decade. Jimmy Butler's been in the league a decade. Tobias Harris has been in the league a decade. Mike Scott's been in the league a decade. James Ennis has been in the league 4 years, 5 years. These are not young guys. These are veterans who are trying to conserve energy going into the playoffs. No, this game doesn't mean anything and didn't get up for it. Would I like them to have won and go on this incredible roll going into the playoffs? Yes. But last year, we won 16 in a row going to the playoffs, and they got their asses handed to them by Boston. And what good did those 16 wins over terrible teams do them in the end of the year? Didn't do them any good.
Does it feel like James Ennis is the best bench player we have?
I think Mike Scott is probably the best bench player, but boy, that's really saying something on both of them. Yeah, that's rough.
I like Ennis.
He brings energy, but he's not good. He's better than Simmons.
I'm not even going to comment on that, but I feel like yesterday could have been different with a different attitude. Like, the attitude that Ennis brings to the court is one that is, you know, a relentless style that I appreciate.
We didn't have that.
He is. And we didn't have that anywhere last night, especially not the defensive end. And when we don't have that on the defensive end, the difference between, you know, our floor and our ceiling is as massive as any you've ever seen.
I agree, but I think, and I agree that a lot of the consternation over the Sixers' offense, what is Ben going to do here, what is Jimmy going to do there, I think is sort of a waste of time. The big difference between the Sixers this year and the Sixers last year is defense. They were the third best defensive team in the NBA last year. They are somewhere between 10 and 15 this year, and there's no way that they're going to get to the NBA Finals playing defensively the way that they've played, but I think they're limited in terms of personnel and their starting lineup unless Jimmy Butler decides to play defense at some point this year.
All right, can he? I mean, Jimmy Butler, this Jimmy Butler, is he capable physically of playing the defense required? And I can say that about a lot of guys. Tobias Harris, is he physically capable of playing the right kind of NBA defense? Is Boban?
Forget about Boban.
I love Boban as an offensive player.
The guy can barely run. He can't, I mean, what do you want him to do?
I know.
He's 8 feet tall.
I guess the question is, the way that we're built, are we supposed to just expect mid-level defense?
What I would say is that Jimmy Butler has a history of being a good defensive player. He just does not look like that right now. If he were to play at the top of his ability, I would hope so. Tobias Harris never been good defensively, but Butler being good would make a big difference.
All right, Spike Eskin in studio with us here. Spike, of course, Philly season starts in 2 days. Big plans Thursday. We'll be down at the ballpark.
Yeah, you're wearing your full uniform, right?
That's the word.
Oh, come on.
Do I got to commit to this?
I think you should.
Here's what I think we should do. We're getting some special T-shirts made, WIP T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Cindy got them made. I think that after your show, we should dig a loop with you around the concourse in your uniform.
Like a parade.
If people find you, you can reward them with a T-shirt.
It's a great idea.
We'll take pictures.
Oh. And the game starts at 3, so we got a little bit of time to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll acquiesce to that. You know?
I can't wait to see you. Do you have a glove?
I can bring a glove. Yeah.
You should bring a glove.
I got to write that down.
You should wear that for the show.
So I got to get glove, and I do have to buy cleats still, so that's a whole other matter. Bring glove. Let me write that down. All right, so it's on my list of things to do. You guys know my pad. It's got many notes on it. Yep. And this is just 2 days' worth of notes right here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so bring glove. I'll execute that. All right, final thing, Spike. Now, of course,
I'll execute that.
John, a lot of phone calls here, a lot of phone calls over the last couple months where people have been saying they think that we should do a show outing out in Chicago, basically when the Phillies and Cubs play.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is not me. We've gotten, I mean, at least 10 or 20 phone calls where people said, hey, let's have a show trip out to Chicago, sit in the bleachers, maybe do a show out there, maybe be off, you know, off for a show or two, and just go hang out in Wrigley for a Phillies Cubs series. So in light of people bringing that to my attention, I'll bring that to your attention, Spike. Phillies play the Cubs May 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in Wrigley.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
So here's what I think you could do. There's an online form where you can request vacation days. Request those days. I'll show you how to buy tickets online, perhaps StubHub or something of the like. And then a kayak.com is wonderful to book flights and hotels and rental cars.
What if I gave you 14 months to 2020? Think in 2020 we can crank it up?
Well, I mean, why don't you, fans of Philly's doing the Pittsburgh trip. You guys want to do that?
Maybe. I mean, I'd rather go to Chicago than Pittsburgh, but sure, maybe Pittsburgh.
Sure. Then just, like I said, I'm happy to send you a link, links for all of those places.
I love it. All right, Spike, good stuff, man. See there he is. Spike Askin, of course, check out his podcast, The Rights to Ricky Sanchez Podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.